I'm getting my newspaper today with 20 layers on, so
yeah.
I guess I'm not as tough as I thought I was. The folks that jump in the pools, though, those are heated. Those are indoors, and we don't have to worry about them. They're young, fine athletes, Joe, and they're put together well in a busy weekend. Was it Conference Indiana? I'm trying to keep all these straight. Swimming and diving and everything else, we had plenty of action going on this week. Let's start in the pool and tell me what I might have missed.
Well, they sit atop the throne as queens this day. Phil Kohlsau, swimmers and divers, finally putting an end to Columbus North's long 18-year run as conference champion. That string was snapped over in Terre Haute by the Southsiders as junior Selena German and sophomore Mackenzie Lewes, along with freshman Phoebe Rensink, were all double winners over at a brand-new Terre Haute city pool. Senior Maggie Gates celebrated senior season with a diving crown, and it was a new Conference Indiana standard, a career best for Maggie, 484.95 points off the one-meter board. Panther girls also won the 200 free relay. This was the first time the Columbus North hadn't won a conference relay in 12 years. Just a great day and effort, as Coach Phil defined. Mackenzie and Selena were part of that relay. Mackenzie, a new school record in the 200 free, 155.4. Selena, now a three-time Conference Indiana champion in the 100 free. Karen Rowland, Hannah Kunzman, by the way, completed that relay quartet. North was fifth. Junior Alicia DeMars was third in diving, and freshman Melinda Wang second and third in the 50 free and 100 back. Anna Kindred was third in the 100 breaststroke, but nice schooling South girls. South and North, second and third respectively at the Conference Indiana Wrestling Championships on the Panther mats over the weekend. Third-ranked Perry Meridian rolling to its 15th straight crown. But South, Mike Runyon's crew finished with 205 points, and Marty Hutzel's North Cougars, the Maroon and Gold, had its best finish within Conference Indiana in 7 years. The 16th-ranked Panthers crowned three champions. Noah Hunt, now 30-1 at 120. Blake Webb, one at 138, and 15th-rated in the state, Chase Dixon at 220, also claimed a championship. He's having an outstanding year at 30-2. North had multiple champs for a first time in 6 years, with Caleb Gosney winning at 113, and 12th-ranked and senior Hunter Dalton, now 29-2, defending his 182-pound title. The Cougars' first repeat Conference Indiana champion since now Indiana Hoosier Garrett Goldman prepped at North. Greg Ratliff's Edgewood wrestlers had 7 go 4-0, sweeping the field at the Mustang Quad Duels. Carson Deckard, Levi Swinney, Austin Heckman, and Ty Robinson had 4 pin days, and Noah Gardner, Denver Alot, and Ian Coldren were also 4-0. South opened the gymnastics season as the Lisa Jones Panthers beat North last week, 102-95. Kaylee Erton won the vault. Emma DeLavore won the beam. Andrea Smith's North Cougs had Claire Finn win the all-around, and Finn, who's a senior, also won the bars and Florex. Hail the red and black of EHS, WIC girls and boys, East Division champions. Gary Sims girls lost the battle but won the war after Owen Valley beat them 39-35, but the Lady Mustangs won the division on the tie break, and that was defensive points allowed. They'll play Northview on January 29th for the title here in 2016. The same goes for Dave Mahiran's fellas, who got a 39.28 rebound weekend out of Braden Patton, who had 27-20 against Owen Valley Friday night in our broadcast game. That 64-51 win. Edgewood's now 11-5, and they played Northview on the 29th. Interesting, they beat the Knights by 14 in the Wabash Valley Classic third-place game back in December. South girls start the week 10-9, losing at number 2 Columbus North Saturday, 61-48. Oh, by the way, that was Columbus North's 44th straight win. North is still just with one win, 0-5 in Conference Indiana after losing to Franklin Central. Andy Hodson's North Cougs are 4-8 to start the week. losing at Martinsville, who is South's opponent on the airwaves Friday. 85th renewal in the battle for the old shaven mug with the Yardies, South at 7:30 on Friday night. They're 19th ranked, by the way, and the new coaches pulled out today. Panthers beat Columbus East by 17 on the road. 10-4 now, winners of four straight. And then we come back Saturday night with Bloomington North basketball. It's lone game of the weekend. They'll be taking on Conference Indiana foe Terre Haute South at 7:30. Don't forget, In the Zone, Dave and Glass to start your week here and your phone calls tonight at 6 o'clock.
Yep, busy weekend, Joe. Great stuff there on the local scene as always. And a short week, obviously, with RBB and MCCSC out of school this week on Monday on the holiday. And we'll get caught up back on the hardwood coming up this weekend.
Yep, doubleheader action.
That's what I'm looking
at. Basketball on Friday and North on Saturday.
Great, both here at home. And
yep.
Then the Hoosiers, we'll get to them at 8:45. They remain in first place in the Big Ten after Iowa. Joined them yesterday on 5-0. Boy, Iowa's resume, Joe, is awfully strong. You can only play who's on your schedule, but the Hawkeyes have had no help from the schedule maker to get things started.
Well, they haven't, that's right.
Michigan
jumped
State
up to that quick 11-0 lead yesterday. Wow.
And hung on to beat a Michigan team that was 3-1 in league play. Michigan had beaten number 3 Maryland earlier in the week. So Michigan obviously came into Iowa City flying. The Hawkeyes have beaten Michigan State twice. They've won at Purdue. They have beaten Nebraska and in Michigan. So
yeah.
Tied with the Hoosiers atop the league. And tonight, an interesting Monday night game, a holiday game out at Rutgers.
Yeah, Piscataway has the Rutgers Scarlet Knights host Purdue.
And they've been nothing but terrible on the road, at home, and every place in between have Rutgers. So we'll see if the Boilermakers can get their act together. Pacers lose last night, another road game, another blown lead late. Pacers get beat 129-126. Joe, guard somebody, will you? Can you guard somebody? Playoffs yesterday, Pittsburgh and Denver. Denver wins that game late. Turnover, touchdown, the only touchdown for the Broncos yesterday. 5 field goals, 23-16 winners over Pittsburgh. And then Carolina blew the doors off Seattle for the first half. Seattle's furious comeback falls just short. And Joe, for the first time since 2004, 1-2 in both leagues, all
yeah.
chalk as
yeah.
we move on to next weekend's divisional championship games. Listed here in front of me, I don't think that's correct. I'm going to check those times out. I see here in front of me on our printout sheet that the NFC goes at 2 and the AFC goes at 6:15. But somewhere in me that I didn't think I heard that yesterday. So we'll
hang on just a second.
I've got it here on my computer. Let's see what old.
The AFC I have
yeah.
at 3:05
and the NFC at 6:40. Does that sound right?
At 6:40 on Fox.
Okay, so we'll change those. Those pregame times look right, but the AFC and NFC have obviously flipped. So they'll get an early start in Denver, and then Carolina and Arizona will bring
right.
things home next Sunday.
Yeah, that'll be the late game.
And that our pregame coverage will start 2:30 from the Mile High City there. Okay, coming back with the Indiana
right.
Hoosiers at 8:45. Tough one for Terry Morin's group. They're right in it till the end, Joe. Minnesota hits a late three on them. The Golden Gophers beat the Hoosiers of Terry Morin yesterday. And we'll get to all the other stuff, including a good weekend for the men in Minnesota.
All right, sounds good. We'll be here. I'm here. Well, I hear Margaret.
All right, well, good. That's
Margaret's
good.
Talking.
We've got
How
the microphone.
Doing?
We had everybody's microphone on but yours.
Yeah, well.
It wouldn't be a Monday if we didn't screw that
yes.
up, would it?
1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Well, at least it's on and up and running.
We are, and up and running.
And we're indoors.
That is absolutely right. You'll find this to be warm after your airport adventure at Minnesota on Saturday afternoon. If you go outside, this will be downright balmy. What was the temperature when you and the rest of the victorious Hoosiers hopped on the plane about 5 o'clock? 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon.
It was about 4 below 0, and the sun was out, thank goodness. Clear skies.
How about the wind?
I don't know how cold it got. It was supposed to get down, 16 below on Saturday night, according to the weather. Let's see real quick.
Well, you got out of there just in time.
Yeah. Today's forecast is 0 and minus 10. So yeah.
Oh, that's what we're doing today. Come on.
They're in a deep freeze.
Come on. That's what we're doing. Heck, we're 2 minus 11 right now. Bring it on, Minneapolis. You got nothing on us.
Yeah.
Hey, Indiana went up to Minneapolis, Joe, and it wasn't a hot shooting day. It was one of Indiana's worst performances, shooting the three this year and shooting the two. Indiana only scored 70 points. Minnesota was getting run over by their opponents. Opponents shooting 60% from two. So in spite of all of those numbers, Joe, it's the number that matters is 5-0, and the number that matters is number one in the league, and that's where the Hoosiers sit on a Monday morning.
Well, they sit 5-0, and with Illinois Tuesday night and Northwestern Saturday afternoon, a couple of home games as Indiana returns home, back tied since Iowa won and beat Michigan yesterday at Carver-Hawkeye 82-71. So two teams atop the league at 5-0. Indiana, Tom Crean's crew back home, happy campers after being held to one of its lower offensive shooting days of the season, but plenty left late. As Yogi Ferrell fueled another win at Frigid, Minnesota on Saturday afternoon, enhancing those overall defensive stats along the line, holding the Gophers to 29 second-half points. We look at halves, and that is half number six out of the last 10 now during Big Ten play, where opponents have scored 30 or less points. 4-4 from the free throw line late. 2 from Yogi, 2 from Robert Johnson. That sealed things the final 32 seconds after Minnesota cut it to 3. Yogi had 20 points, 7 assists. He's now number 2 all time and will certainly become number 1 tomorrow night against Illinois, racing Michael Lewis's career mark. Nick Zeisloff shot himself out of his slump with 5 of 8 shooting from behind the line. That included 4 straight bombs that got Indiana going. After trailing by 9 in the opening half, Indiana will tip it with the Illini now. They come in 1-4 at 7 tomorrow night. Noon, don't forget, the early tip for Northwestern on Saturday. The Cats begin the week 3-3. Kim Royster, a career day, 17 points off the bench, but Minnesota ruined a Sunday afternoon for Terry Morin's women, 78-76 the final, a missed blockout after a couple of missed free throws with 4 seconds left prevented Indiana with at least a possible shot to force overtime at the end of the ball game after Carly McBride's lone field goal put Indiana ahead 76-75 with 38 seconds left, but Indiana gave up a three-pointer 14 seconds later, and the Gophers closed the door, leaving IU 2-4 and still winless on the road in the Big Ten. Tyra Buss matched Royster's 17-point mark yesterday. Amanda Cahill, Jen Anderson evenly divided 28 more. By the way, Ohio State beat Purdue 90-70 Sunday, leaving a three-way logjam along with Maryland at 5-1 with those three teams at the top. Tom Allen, a 24-year veteran, is the new defensive coordinator for Kevin Wilson, replacing Brian Knorr. He comes to us in from South Florida. Back in the Hoosier State he is. He coached high school ball at Ben Davis and Marion and earned his master's at IU. He's a Newcastle native. South Florida, by the way, led the American Athletic Conference this past season, yielding less than 20 points a game. This is Tom's 7th stop on the collegiate level, his 4th as a defensive coordinator. Also a new strength coach and conditioning coach replacing Mark Hill. In the room, that is Keith Caton, a veteran. He comes in from Big 12 Baylor. Elsewhere, track and field, former North standout Dylan Anderson won the long jump to help the Indiana men beat Purdue 83-52 in indoor track and field up in West Lafayette over the weekend. The Indiana women lost 83-56. Dylan went 22-8 to take the long jump, was second in the pole vault. Former South runners Jordan Huntoon was second in the 800, and Mark Chandler was third in the 3,000 meters. In the pool, Blake Peroni, Tanner Kurz, and Lily King each won a pair of events to lead Ray Luce's crew and Drew Johansson's divers to the 2-1 records at the Georgia Tech Quad over the weekend. The 11th-ranked men beat number 22 Duke and host Georgia Tech, lost to 6th-ranked Michigan. The women, who were 16th-ranked nationally, beat Duke, and Georgia Tech also lost to the Lady Wolverines, who are 8th-ranked. By the way, former Bloomington South standout Ian Finnerty finished 3rd in the 200 IM, and former North standout and state champion, as was Ian at South, Max Irwin, who's 5th in the 100 fly, for Indiana. By the way, wrestling, they took 7 of 10 bouts, beat Maryland 26-13 over the weekend. Great to see three more. Who's your underclassman? Cole Weaver, 141, Bryce Martin at 165, and Jake Massengale at 197. All three of them earned their first Big Ten dual wins of their young collegiate careers. Indiana winning again in the Big Ten, now with two wins for the first time since 09, and they'll get ready up next to host Michigan State, or they will travel to Michigan State, Jenison Fieldhouse, on Friday to take on the Spartans. Don't forget, In the Zone on this MLK Junior holiday, Dave and Glass and your phone calls tonight at 6 o'clock.
All right, Joe, good stuff as always. And the cheerleaders, national champs.
Yeah, I heard you earlier. Yeah. Congrats to the ladies.
Yeah, huh? The all-girls red squad. They are 2016 national champions. Chuck gave us that preview last Friday, and boom, he was right on it. I don't think they finished outside the top two in the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
So they're after it. Busy day in the NFL yesterday. For the first time since 2004, we will see all the ones and twos in both leagues.
Sure will.
Hammer it out next weekend starting
first
on.
First time in 12 years, isn't it?
Yep, since 2004. We'll see them pregame 2:30 here on the airwaves as we kick off Denver and New England. Joe, who plays quarterback for those teams? You ever heard of these guys? Peyton Brady and Tom Manning?
They're
pretty good players.
18 and 12.
The four teams that are left all had number one draft picks as quarterbacks. Peyton Manning, Carson Palmer, Cam Newton, all I believe won the Heisman Trophy as well. It's the 199th pick in the sixth round draft choice that didn't win the Heisman. That's had the better pro career. So interesting, but it's fun. Home field advantage for Carolina, home field advantage for Denver, and winners yesterday as kind of a rock fight in Denver. Denver scores one touchdown in the game and wins. If you'd have told me that before the game started, I wasn't sure that five field goals would have been the recipe there. Pittsburgh had huge injury problems. The Carolina Panthers, 31-0 halftime lead. Heck, it was time to watch Michigan State and Wisconsin when that was happening.
Which I did.
So did I. Sparty Spartan, 4-point lead with 30 seconds to go, Joe. That's a very unlike a Tom Izzo team to give away wins on the road like that.
Got trapped late and stepped out of bounds, and boy, they win it on a layup.
And if Denzel Valentine, a senior who's been through every fire there is in college basketball, is going to shoot pull-up 23-footers with 4 or 5 seconds left, wow. You'd think go to the hole, get fouled. It's a 1-point game, Joe. If you're down three, it's one thing. But when you're down one, it's a that decision was a little iffy as well. And in Iowa, taking care of Michigan yesterday, the Hawkeyes 5-0 with the Hoosiers on top of the Big Ten. No Caris LeVert still for Michigan. They will get better when he gets better. And then you heard yesterday Tom Izzo talking about Lou Rawls-Naren with a foot problem. He might be out for a day, a week, a month. He doesn't know. So Michigan State's got a little issues going on.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So. Tough sledding for all of that. So we'll do Illinois tomorrow night with the Hoosiers at the Assembly Hall, Northwestern on the weekend, and their big high school doubleheader as well.
Yeah, a battle for the old shaven mug. Martinsville comes in. They're 9-3, beat North last Friday night, and now they'll take on the South Panthers, who are back on a roll. They're 19th ranked in today's coaches' poll. They've won 4 in a row, and they'll serve as host against the Yardies on Friday night. Bloomington North does not have a game Friday night, but they do on Saturday. We'll be out there at the Cougar Den, McKinney Court. Terre Haute South comes in. Conference Indiana play at 7:30.
Three games in 24 hours. Not bad.
Yeah. We can squeeze this one in with the early noon tip on Saturday. So.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Halls, coffee, and you'll be ready to roll.
There you go.
All right, Joe. Great job as always. Stay warm. And we'll hear you Wednesday morning, the morning after the Illinois game.
You too have a great start to the week.
Stay then.
All right.
Let's do it. Everybody stay warm.
Bye.
Joe Smith, Monday morning, 7:45 and 8:45.